Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. Canva Pro is an online graphic design app that makes content creation easy for everyone. And it helps out the show. To start your 30-day free trial, head over to canva.blueboxdigital.com. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast where we feature creative journeys, the hustlers, the entrepreneurs, the people who are following their dreams in hopes to inspire you to follow your dreams. And today I'm joined by a very creative person here in the Tampa Bay area, Big Guy Sky.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me, man.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Let's get a little bit closer.
Yes, sir, right there.
All right. All right. So welcome, man. Thanks for reaching out, dude.
Of course.
Yeah, I appreciate it. How did you hear about Blue Box?
So I saw the Frankie X interview, and then automatically I was just drawn to like the creative approach, how you're engaged with the artist or the guest on show. And like the quality of it all was just so amazing to me. I had to get on.
Thank you,
of
man.
Of course.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm trying to build a community, man, and I've kind of learned from doing this that you guys are all intertwined, man. You guys all know each other, and you know, every time I post a video on social media, a bunch of people reach out and say, "Hey, I gotta get on there. I gotta get on Blue Box." So I appreciate you, man.
Of course.
I appreciate you. So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Tampa, Florida. But
originally?
I was born in Boca Raton, Florida, so like South Florida.
Okay.
But then like around three, my parents, we moved here.
Florida boy.
Nowhere else in the world, I'd rather be but Florida.
Hell yeah. And why Tampa?
Tampa, I mean, back in the day, like 2005-ish, like Tampa was nothing, in my opinion. So I feel like my parents saw a good space that they could grow up from. And they could, you know, try to make it a better environment than it already was. And so when we got here, Tampa was barely anything
popular.
And now you look like downtown and you see a whole bunch of buildings everywhere.
We win Stanley Cup
almost every year. Football team's really good. So I mean,
Tampa's a place to be, man.
Exactly. I'm so glad I'm here now.
So what kind of music do you make?
I make a mixture of, like, I would say a couple genres, but I would say mostly melodic rap would be like the staple term.
Melodic rap. That's my favorite.
I feel like everyone can relate to melodic rap somehow. Emotions, like pain, everything.
So where do you draw inspiration from?
I draw inspiration from a lot of artists. I would say mainly like Drake is like my favorite all-time artist. Just the image and the way he captures his emotions. Like I resonate with that very much. And I would say like Trippie Redd, Juice WRLD, like more of like the emotional, the new era. Yeah, for sure.
Juice was a big loss, man.
Exactly. Yeah, very sad.
So what got you started in music, man? What was it about music that kind of drew you in?
Well, I've always been around music. I've always like loved music, but I never knew like why I liked it or like what was going on like inside my head. So my sister, actually, Regina, she makes music. She's like in the Tampa scene. And our whole life, she would always like get like the cracked version of like Logic Pro or like some sort of DAW we could use. And we would just be in her room all day. She plays keyboard and she sings. So she would play keyboard and she have me lay a couple bars down. So growing up, seeing that, you can create something and you own it and it's yours. And you could share it and people would enjoy it and resonate with it. That kind of like creative, like era, I think I needed that. Like I really want to be involved.
And music is a little bit of self-expression, but also it's how you impact people with it. You know, what's your favorite project that you've worked on?
Favorite project, I dropped the EP last year, July 9th. It's called Been Scarred. Like my first like actual project, I would say. Six songs, so it's pretty small, but I still feel like it really showed me and who I am. Different types of genre, different types of music.
That's cool. So different genres?
There's some
dip
grunge.
Your toes into...
There's like some grunge alternative rock on there, and there's also like some rap, and then there's some melodic rap, and then there's just some like pop music on there as well, because I love all types of music.
If you were to pick your favorite, what would it be?
Favorite song?
Favorite genre.
I would say like...
What do you enjoy the most?
Alternative pop, I would say. Like the Y2K era. Like Green Day, all those bands.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love all that. I don't know why. Growing up, everyone around me is like, why are you listening to that? Like, that's not like Tampa per se. And then like rap like really wasn't like what I enjoyed listening to. And so now that I'm older, I get taste from every single genre. So,
yeah, I like that. Yeah, because you kind of collect the different pieces of all the different genres, and it resonates with your music, man. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How long have you been doing this?
I would say 2 years now. But last year I took it seriously. And this year, no, all gas, no brakes. Nice. Just going as far as I can. Yeah,
yeah, man. You got to keep that momentum.
Got to. Yeah. Very important. Yeah. Don't want to ever fall off or lose that, like that motion. Like, you would know as a creator yourself.
Yeah.
Like, once you have that creative motion going, it's so hard to get back on it. So you got to keep going.
Yeah, that's why I had a two-way G on.
Yeah, another one of my friends as well. Yeah,
he said, don't let me grab it, because once I grab it, I ain't letting it go.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to grab it. Where do you record?
My bedroom, actually. So I put a home studio. Like, I'm like a studio junkie.
Nice.
So like after work, after school. We are. Exactly. That's why I'm so like, I love this. Like, cause this is exactly what I would want to do.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. But yeah, I put a little bedroom, a little studio in my bedroom, actually. So I just record there, mix, master everything myself.
You know? Yeah, that's cool, man. Have you had any shows yet?
Oh, yeah. I actually had a couple shows. I had a show at Barely Legal. I forgot what day it was, but a couple months ago. Then I have other couple of venues that I performed at, so yeah
man, that's awesome. Yeah, I love your energy, dude.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, I know. I've seen who shoots your music videos.
So I have a couple music videos. So I have one friend that I grew up, Cabell Vildebil Productions, and then Ayo did it. They also shot one of Frankie's videos.
Yeah,
as well.
I've heard his name a lot.
So Ayo did it. Yeah, those are my boys. Shout out Ayo did it. Love you guys.
Nice. Well, one day you guys are going to be shouting out Blue Box.
Of course. Soon, very soon, very soon.
Soon, yeah. You see all those awards up there? They're all for music videos.
Oh, back there? Oh, really? You shot videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did pretty much everything. I do music videos. I do TV commercials. I do pretty much everything that requires.
I think I saw a little bit of that in one of the other interviews. You were talking about how you've been in film, like, for a long time.
Long time. Yeah, this podcast is just a new thing for me.
Really? Yeah. You're doing very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I looked around. I saw myself. I had all this gear, all this equipment.
Might as well.
And I had a bit of downtime, you know, because I stay pretty busy. But sometimes I'm just sitting here like, okay, what do I do? So it's like, let's start a podcast.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and it helps me, you know, connect with you guys and connect with the community. And you know, I just love having conversations.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your childhood, man. What
childhood? I mean,
did you grow up in Boca or?
For like a couple of years, so like three years old. Then I moved to Tampa. But,
you went to school here and
Yes. Elementary all throughout high school.
Nice.
Right in Tampa,
high school did you go to?
Bloomingdale High School.
Nice.
Yeah. Go Bulls! Go Bulls!
Lato.
Oh, Lato. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty far from us.
But, yeah. I'm a Tampa boy though. Yeah. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, but I kind of grew up here, kind of like you. Yeah.
So how you like Tampa? I'm flipping on you a little bit.
Yeah, no, I love it. A lot of people don't really ask me any questions, so I appreciate that. Yeah, so I came here when I was like 13 or 14. Okay. So it was tough for me, dude, because I coming from Puerto Rico, I didn't know any English, so And people don't believe me that I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah, because of my skin color. And everybody's like, no, you're a white boy.
And there's no, I have a friend just like that. He's like, I'm Spanish, guys. Yeah. I swear. I'm like, nah, bro.
Yeah, I speak Spanish. I write it. You know, that's where I grew up. So, but yeah, coming here, it was kind of like my parents' decision to, and I don't know why they chose Tampa, honestly. But, you know, I'm glad they did, because back then it was nothing, and now it's kind of, this is the place to be.
It's a metropolis now.
Like, going up the street here, where the Publix is down here, there was nothing. It was cow pastures.
Really?
And, yeah,
even
Citrus
crazy.
Park Mall, that was all completely empty. It was just back roads and country roads. Yeah,
that's so weird to think about, because like now we see it's so crowded here, like you can't even go anywhere. The growth is just insane.
It's wild. Yeah.
It's a blessing for real.
Like, all these artists are coming here, the football players are moving here.
Starting to actually become something.
Tampa's growing.
I love to see
that's the place to be. Who have you worked with, man?
In terms of music,
who do you collaborate with?
A couple names, very frequently, like Prod by Chill. That's one of my really close friends. CMB Ty, FTB Phantom, SB, Connor Paycheck. Got a lot of the guys like in my little area. But
nice.
Yeah.
You got to get them all in here.
Of course.
I love asking that because you're just giving me a list of names to go contact.
I told them all. I was like, hey, after, you need to hit him up because he knows what he's doing. So,
I appreciate that, man.
Get involved. Yeah. Of course.
So you record everything yourself, man? Everything, you write?
Everything, yeah. I freestyle pretty much everything.
Freestyle.
So, like, I'll have the beat playing like in my room and I'll just be like, okay, I like this. Just mumble some words.
Nice.
And then something clicks and I just go record. Together. Yeah, just like that.
Nice. You produce everything too?
Not produce everything. I have a couple producers that actually send me like beats through email and everything.
But oh, gotcha.
First, it started off as YouTube. I feel like every artist started off on YouTube.
Yeah.
Searching tight beats and then you get like a couple overused beats. But I mean, that's how you start.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Heck yeah. What advice would you give to somebody that's starting out like today?
I would say consistency. Like, okay, so I always say this to my friends, like, if you want to be an artist, you want to be a rapper, a musician, right? The same things that, like, athletes will do, same things that, like, doctors and everyone that's professional, what they do, why aren't you doing? Like, why don't you have a home studio? Why aren't you practicing your raps? Why aren't you writing your raps, like, when you're bored? It's not all about, like, looking cool or like, looking lavish. Like, I feel like the work is a really important part,
Man. A lot of people see it as a hobby too, man.
Yeah.
I know. I was talking to Two Way, and he's like, when he was younger, his parents are like, "You want to do what?" Right? Like, and nobody thinks that's something you can actually do for a living now. But if you hit it hard enough, man. Yeah.
In this day and age, it's so possible. Yeah. So possible. We're so blessed.
Yeah. The internet's a game changer. It makes everything so accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so decentralized too, man. Like, you don't need to have a big label.
Exactly.
You don't
need
to. Yeah, you can just go straight to the people.
And the people will appreciate you more because it's more genuine. It's more real. Like, if you find someone, you know that that's your artist that you found. It's not like a label forcing it down your throat.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's cool too, because now with social media and stuff, you can see their progress too.
Exactly.
Like, you can see their journey and what, like, you can go back a couple of years and see their older posts and see how far they've come. You know, like, that's what I did with you.
Yeah.
That's what I do with all my guests.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I do a little bit of research. Are you married?
No. I'm 20.
Okay.
Not yet. It's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
No kids. No.
No. Not yet. Not for me yet.
What's the hardest thing that you found being in this industry?
I would say taking everything with a grain of salt, because obviously there's gonna be people that don't want to see you succeed. Obviously, that's everything. But then people that want to see you succeed, they might not say things that would resonate with you all the way. You have to be careful not to like push them away or be angry or like get more mad inside for what they did to you or what they said. Because a lot of people, they'll be like, I like that song, but the beat is not good, or the autotune or something that as an artist, you love the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see any problems. Yeah.
It's your baby.
Exactly. So then when you hear some sort of criticism, even though it could be constructive, it still kind of like hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say like staying consistent and making sure that like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, they're trying to help you coming from a place of love, but also make sure to differentiate between people giving you fake advice or real advice that might hurt a little bit. So it's a little bit of playing catch up between the two.
Yeah. Nice. What's the worst advice you ever got?
Stop being so emotional in your music. People don't want to hear crybaby.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, Rod Wave, like one of the biggest artists we have in like Tampa area, like St. Petersburg. All he does is cry and complain, but why can't I, you know?
So yeah.
I
feel
like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Just going to be myself,
it's
be
you.
My emotional self. Well, yeah, whatever.
It's you.
Yeah.
I know a lot of artists use their music as kind of like just a way to get their emotions out.
A little diary. Know? Yeah.
It's like their way of expressing those emotions in a way that you really can't any other way.
Exactly.
You know, and it's cool that you resonate with other people that kind of are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And Yeah.
I feel like it's important to keep a good core group around you that have the same mindset, same goals as you, because you keep each other accountable. And like, it's harder to fall off when you know your brother or your friend is working hard as well. So you don't want to let them down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you keep around?
Keep around? The people I name, I try to keep around. I try to keep everyone around, really. But I would say like Party Boy Paris, Prod by Chill, CMB Ty, FTB Phantom, Suave, a couple of the guys that almost every day we're hanging out. Some sort of productive things going on.
Yeah, you got to surround yourself with people like that, man, because it's hard to find people that have the same drive that you do.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, very hard.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age when like you can just fake it on social media. People that are really working hard, it's kind of hard to find them.
Yeah.
When you do, it's a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm getting a little bit pickier about the people that I bring on the show. That like I'll look at your Instagram, and if I see some passion, you're actually like out there, bro. Yeah. Like I'll bring you in, man.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste your time either. Like exactly, this is very valuable time you're spending.
Absolutely,
you don't want to just waste it. Yeah, I agree.
And it's to benefit both of us. You know, It's like we're putting this out there for both of us, and it's like I had a guy come in here. I don't want to name any names, but. The episode didn't air because it was all drama. It was all
really,
like, yeah, my girlfriend this. And I'm like, bro, this ain't what this podcast is about. But yeah, man, I love the hustlers. I love the people who are actually, you know, like in the grind.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Highly successful and efficient people all have one thing in common. They all read, or at least listen. Now listeners of the show can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible. You can keep the book even if you decide to cancel. Go to audible.blueboxdigital.com to sign up today. And now, on with the show. Damn. Yeah, I already asked you all of them. Anything else, man?
I mean, I'm an open book. So whatever I like talking, so whatever you got.
Where's your name come from?
Skyler. I mean,
my big guy Sky.
Yeah, oh, big guy Sky. Well, my real name is Skyler, but nice. Big guy Sky. So growing up all throughout high school, like I was always a big guy. I wrestled football team, you know. And so one of my older friends, his name is Khalil. He was like, "You're a big guy. Big guy Sky."
Big guy Sky.
And like when it hit me, I was like, that is so like catchy. And then everyone in high school would just call me Big Guy Sky. So I just stuck. And then when I started music, I would say like around like freshman year of college, like a little bit after like 2019-ish. Or like 2020, I remember I was like, I gotta find a name. I was like, it's Big Guy Sky, because Instagram, everything's Big Guy Sky. Why not? Like, don't change it.
You know? Nice. So you already had it before you decided to.
I'm very lucky to have it. I know a lot of artists don't have like the nickname, but
they gotta add a one or an underscore or something. Yeah.
2000.
Yeah. Some numbers or something. Yeah. Big Guy Sky. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Tampa, but like my culture, I would say heritage. Like okay, so I'm Haitian.
Okay,
so
yeah, I saw that flag on your...
Yeah, so my parents are both born in Haiti.
Okay.
And then they came here. Same thing you were talking about, how your parents, same thing, yeah. So they really took care of me, really inspired me. Shows me that hardworking ethic that a lot of like minority countries, a lot of minorities would have. Like they show you that you can really do something with your life, but you have to make sure you're grounded and you're staying consistent, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you think your Haitian roots kind of... shaped you or in your music?
Yeah, of course, because staying close to a family's everything to me. Mm-hmm. So like even if we're friends, but I treat you like family, because like I have a big family. I have four sisters. I'm the only boy.
Nice.
So I mean, like, just being like the bigger older brother figure, like always protective, just that's natural in me. So my music, very emotional, very like loving, kind of the same things I'm dealing with every single day, just spit it out onto a track.
Nice.
So, yeah,
it's that Caribbean.
Yeah.
Caribbean roots, love. Yeah. All the Caribbean, man. They just, I've been
loving
to all the islands. Yeah.
Really?
They're all very welcoming. Yeah. Yeah. They'll bring you in, especially Puerto Rico, man. Have you ever been to Puerto Rico?
No? I really want to go. A couple friends that are Puerto Rican, they're telling me, we got to take you.
Yeah.
So soon.
It's good, man. It's good. Especially if you have people that you know over there, they'll take you in. They'll
take
feed you.
Yeah.
They'll take you around the island. They're so proud of that island. Yeah. So they'll take you around. They'll show you everything. So have you ever been to Haiti?
Oh yes, I have been to Haiti.
Yeah,
a couple times actually.
Yeah, what was that like?
That was very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like obviously the media is gonna show you a different side of your actual country. That's what they're everywhere though.
Yeah.
But I would say like it's very beautiful. There's banana trees everywhere you go. This is the culture, the vibrant. Everyone's outside, dancing, singing, the marketplace is always bustling. And just like the culture overall, like you could just tell, like it's all love.
Yeah.
All love. There might be some negative things that happen here and there. That's obvious.
Of course.
But,
that's everywhere.
Yeah. Gotta make sure to not make that the image of like the country, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually been to Haiti once.
Really?
But it wasn't like Haiti. It was like the touristy area.
At the resort. You're at the resort.
It was Labadee.
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 Okay. I believe my dad went there on a mission trip one time. Yeah. Labadee. In the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like this little area that was like closed off to the rest of the island. I found that kind of weird. It was like secluded from the rest of the island. I don't know why.
Like tucked in, like in the cut, I would say.
Yeah. And it was like fenced off too. Like we couldn't go into the island, and the natives couldn't come into the Labadee.
Yeah.
It was like owned by Royal Caribbean.
Okay, yeah.
So I got there by cruise. So I was like, but it was beautiful, man.
Yeah,
it reminded me so much of Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I've never been there, but I could imagine, same. The white sand, the blue water, like the turquoise water, it's beautiful.
Yeah, all around the island, you can see that, yeah. The beaches that we got here, in, at least on the west side of Florida, is not, it doesn't compare, man.
I agree.
The Gulf waters are a little murky.
Yeah, it's like brownish, greenish water, and there's trash everywhere.
I mean, it's not horrific, but you know, it could be worse.
We're spoiled, I would say. Florida, we're spoiled.
Yes.
Other places are probably like, what? We don't care. But yeah, we're spoiled.
Yeah. And we take it for granted too, man. Yeah. Living here, like, when's the last time you've been to the beach?
The beach, so like last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Clearwater Beach. Yeah. Like hour drive. Yeah. Just go. Yeah.
That's cool. What other places have you been other than Florida?
Florida. I've been all around the eastern board, like all throughout.
All up and down.
We actually drove to Canada. My family.
Nice. Yeah.
So that was very, very, very long drive, but it was really fun. Good memories built. So all around the eastern seaboard, I would say. And then I've been to Haiti, of course. And that's pretty much, But I obviously want to keep spreading out more west.
Yeah. Well, now it's a little bit harder to travel and stuff too. But I mean, within the U.S. you can, but outside it's kind of a little bit closed off right now. We should go to Ukraine. For vacation,
just for a couple of days.
You know, I heard it's nice.
Get some CDs out while I'm there, help the people out.
Nice.
It just dropped a new song, No Friends, March 25th.
That
just
dropped. Okay.
Yeah, nice. Had a video and everything shot for it. Yeah, so very good. Like that song a lot.
The AO did it do that?
Oh, no. My friend Cabell did that one.
Okay, all right.
And then I have a new song that just dropped. It's gonna be a Port 9 record exclusive. So basically, they bought the song off of me, but we dropped the song as like a feature collab. So then they helped me out with some exposure. I helped them out with some of my fans going on their label. And so it's pretty good. So that song's called Amnesia. Just dropped the first, actually.
Oh, so, nice.
A couple songs came out, a couple videos coming out, a lot of work coming out for the fans.
So I was going to ask you, what's next?
What's next? I mean, just staying more in the public eye, I would feel like, because it's really easy, especially because my studio is at home, really easy just to, you know, hermit up, just stay inside all day, no networking, no talking. Yeah, it's very easy to do.
Yeah.
So right now I'm just trying to get out there more shows, more content, more videos, just give more, I would say, more content.
Face.
Yeah,
and that's why you're here, man.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you coming out, dude.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're welcome back anytime, dude.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And the next show that you have, let me know. I'll pull up backstage. Hell yeah.
I got you.
I've been trying to get, like, Pusha Prime invited me to his concert, and I couldn't make it. Yeah. You know, I had some other stuff going on, but I want to go out to one of your shows and just kind of record. You know, I want to record like behind the scenes, kind of like you said, just VIP.
Yeah, it's the best view to be in my opinion. Yeah. You just stay back there and like you feel all the energy, but it's not too like annoying or loud. So best seat in the house.
Like in the green room or something. Yeah, you guys just chilling before the show.
Drinking some water, Gatorade, whatever you got before the concert. Yeah.
I actually shot a little behind the scenes documentary of one of the artists that I've done a music video for. They were actually opening for Ja Rule.
Oh, really?
And it was like it was the lead up to the show.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like a behind the scenes thing. I just kind of followed the artist around.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it turned out really good.
In Tampa or?
No, that was actually in Sarasota area.
Okay. So still around the area.
Yeah. I pretty much stick to the state of Florida. Yeah, so. Yeah, I got to show love to my people.
The people appreciate that.
Yeah, no. And again, I appreciate you for coming by, bro, and telling your story.
Of course.
So, yeah, hopefully people find that, they can relate to you and your journey. And I know there's a lot of kids out there that just need those words of encouragement from people who are actually out there doing it, you know, because some kids see that as such an unattainable goal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like they see all these people and like, nah, bro, it's just a guy, you know, just making music.
I live right next to you, like we're neighbors, bro. Like don't get too starstruck. But that's also a thing that happened to me growing up. So I've been like I feel like Riverview area is a lot of artists, like a lot of Tampa artists, a lot of Brandon artists coming up. And I remember growing up just watching like a lot of my peers making music and like the praise and like the adoration they would get. It's like, oh man, like it's actually possible.
Yeah.
And I know one of my artists I look up to, Wyland, he's actually, I went to Riverview and like he makes music and he's like his own lane, it's him. Like it's not anyone else, it's his. And I remember meeting him and thinking like, you're a normal dude. Like I remember looking on Instagram, you see this big figure.
Yeah.
But you see him in person, you're like, I still have respect for you, but like, you're a human being.
You're just so a guy.
You can do it, yeah. I can do it too. Yeah,
exactly.
Why would I hold myself back when I see you do it? Yeah, the inspiration is really there. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'm gonna use that quote.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's awesome. So yeah, hopefully we can inspire some people to kind of follow in your footsteps, man.
Yeah. Like I remember meeting, like, after making music and like being in the game for like a year or so. My friends would take me out like to like a venues because they would do music as well. Mm-hmm. So I would see other artists that I'm listening to on SoundCloud, not knowing that they live in Tampa.
Oh,
I just
wow.
found them. And I'm like, that's so and so. Oh my that's gosh. Cool. They're like, calm down, Skyler. Relax.
Yeah.
So now I'm more like, hey, what's good, bro? What's up? But yeah. Back then I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that disconnect, man. Because everybody sees like the big ones, right? Exactly. Like Drake and Lil Wayne and like, oh, it's so unattainable. No, you got to start somewhere,
exactly,
right? So
yeah.
You got to look local first and then kind of expand out, from there. Yeah. Yeah. Are you looking to branch out?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, always looking to grow more and more. Like, always, every night, looking to grow more and more. And I feel like Orlando is like a really bubbling scene right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like, well, it's our sister city, basically.
Yeah,
so a little
much.
Bit more over there, yeah.
They're just a little bit ahead of us.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But we'll get
they
there.
Got their heads right. They got we'll their heads there. Together. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like we have to do that next. We have to communicate more, arts between artists, and just connect more. I feel like it shouldn't be like so standoffish or like, oh, I made it, so like I'm not going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone, you know, collaborate.
Yeah, and Pusha Preem kind of said that too.
Yeah.
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 Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's like pioneering like,
yeah.
a little bit of like the Tampa, like
yeah.
that community, that image.
Yeah, he said
that
there's
we
like
need.
A disconnect between all these artists
yeah,
here.
It's crazy.
And it's like we just got to bring them all together and just all rise.
Like
yeah.
going to venues, you'll see like you'll be performing, right? And you'll be waiting in the queue to perform. And just seeing like everyone's energy change, like once it gets serious, like now you have to go up there and perform.
Yeah.
No one's like buddy anymore. Everyone's more like locked in. Like everyone's nervous, you
focus,
know?
Focus, yeah.
Everyone's focused, yeah. So seeing that, like, I feel like it's interesting to see that we're all independent artists, but we could all be a big family, you
the
know?
Big community, yeah.
Yeah, big Tampa.
There's enough pie to go around.
There's more than enough.
Yeah. even Pusha Preem said that. It's like, it's not a competition.
It's not,
like,
yeah.
you're not competing against someone else. You're doing you, and you're going to find your audience.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I really agree with that, because I feel like that's one of the biggest problems we have in Tampa.
Yeah.
But I feel like little by little,
we're getting there.
Yeah, we're really turning the page.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm
hopefully I play a part in that.
Oh, you will, for sure.
I mean, I already have like 6 episodes in the bank, so
really?
I just,
yeah. You're working right now. You're working.
Man.
Yeah. And I believe Sky Keys.
Yeah.
He's also one of my friends as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he came in here. He's like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, so I saw on his story he posted, and I was like, no way. I was like, okay, yeah, for sure. So it's a good sign to see that something I liked, a lot of people are liking as well. So I'm like, okay, yeah. So it's not the wrong move. It's a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and like I said, I'm not picky, but you know, like, you know,
you want to keep a high standard, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I want to keep pushing the boundaries of what this platform can do, and you know, just keep growing it day by day.
Of course.
You know, we're doing really well on TikTok and Instagram now. What have you done with Frankie? You haven't done
Frankie,
anything.
Frankie, no, we were supposed to have a song. Yeah, but it just fell through.
Yeah,
supposed to work together, but we got. I have a couple opens that I'm sending him, vice versa. He's sending me a couple opens
nice.
As well. So we definitely have songs potentially in the future. Yeah. We're too good individually not to pass up. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I was like, we got to work together, man. We got to.
Yeah, you guys have the same energy too, man. I love it.
Yeah,
the same passion. That's so important, man. You gotta love what you do.
Yeah, you got to be hungry for it.
Yeah, you got to love what you do. Because sometimes, I know in my industry, it's, you know, you're going to have some down, some
months.
Frustrating times. Yeah.
Years.
Yeah, you just got to stick with it, man. You can't just be like, oh, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if you get to that point, it's kind of like it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things that I would try to get into, that same mindset would creep in, and I'm like, okay, I give up.
It's that
but then
doubt.
This is the first thing I would say that I'm pursuing that, like, I've been so confident, and, like, obviously you can have your down moments and be like, should I even do this anymore? But I feel like good people around me, and, like, just the mindset that I've evolved over time, like, I know it's meant to be.
Yeah,
gotta keep going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've always said, like, do what you love and do it to the point where you're so good at it that people are willing to pay you for it.
Yeah. I've seen that quote a couple times.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so it's like, and sometimes you have to do it for free in the beginning, at least to get your portfolio. I know I did. I had to do a few free music videos, and you know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, my features are free right now. All the features I have, they're all free. Because, like, just the love of the music.
Yeah.
Like, I love the music. You're a good artist. I don't care about your name or how much numbers you have, or how many numbers you have. I like your music. Let's collaborate. But
yeah.
Obviously, that has some. Not everyone's gonna agree with that all the way. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. But sometimes you I know Two Way said this. You create a song, and sometimes you're like missing a verse or something, and you're like, you know what? This person would sound really good with this, and it's like you use them as instruments almost.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like my own voice is an instrument, I feel like. So if I can get someone else that has what I can't give, or they have something more, why not have them on the song?
Yeah. And then you bring them in, they bring their own creativity to your music, and it's like, it's magic.
The love for the music is just so powerful that, you got to.
And the power of music, man, that's the power of music. It's the way that you impact other people emotionally too, man.
Like, just talking about life.
You never
think that talking about life that we all go through, we all have our lives, right? But, like, it's so specific and, like, niche-based that, like, when you find what you like, it hits you so hard.
Yeah.
Like, so much bigger than it would have before. So,
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the artists I like, I can see myself in them and vice versa. So, really cool.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. So, are you going to do any shows coming up?
This year I was trying to get a show once a month, and so far I've been keeping up with that.
Yeah.
So one show a month. So
month,
got another show coming up. It's gonna be here in Orlando, and then in the summertime, a lot of festivals. I'm gonna try to tap in with the festival game. Yeah,
because
you can perform like 5 times in one, venue.
Yeah,
so I prefer that. Get like more practice,
more exposure. Yeah,
I feel like I'm not really trying to like get all the fans right away right now. I'm trying to get myself to that level that I feel like is worthy of more fans. I feel like,
it's a marathon.
It's not a marathon sprint.
It's not a sprint. Yeah.
Like Nipsey Hussle said, it's a marathon. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to take it one song at a time, man.
And agreed. Yeah.
A lot of people say, cause on my personal account, I have like over 1,000 followers, but on the podcast account, I only have 100 and it's like, I see it as a marathon.
Yeah.
Like I'm just gonna keep doing it until I get to that point.
Yeah.
And I don't get discouraged by it.
Yeah.
I'm obviously doing something right.
The love of it keeps you going. I feel like I tell a lot of my younger that just got into the game. I'm like, those numbers right now, bro, they're gonna be different a year from now. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Just keep being consistent, keep working, and use the love of what you're doing to push you forward, not the numbers, the monetary value. I feel like.
Yeah, because then you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not doing it for the love. You're doing it for the clout.
Yeah, and that's not going to last. Cause clout goes away just like that. So.
Yeah, for sure.
I see a lot of people that happens, and they're like, what happened to them? And then, I got to keep going.
They didn't keep that momentum. Yeah.
Exactly,
Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, thanks again for joining me, dude.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me once again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
And where can people find your stuff?
Everything's going to be under Big Guy Sky.
Big Guy Sky.
Instagram, Big Guy Sky _ Big Guy Sky everything. You can find me. Yeah. It shouldn't be too hard. I made it a little bit easier for you guys.
Yeah, just Google it. Big Guy Sky.
Yeah, exactly.
You got music on Spotify?
Everything on all platforms.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, check him out, guys. He's really good stuff, bro.
Thank you very much.
Really good stuff.
It.
Yeah, and for us, it's Blue Box Podcast on TikTok and on Instagram. We're going to post little 60-second clips of our episodes on there. A lot of people don't have the full 45 minutes or an hour to watch the whole episode, so we're going to post some stuff on there. And it's a little bit consumable. It's a little bit shorter. So the video version of the podcast is going to be available on YouTube. So if you want to follow along there, it's youtube.blueboxdigital.com. We're also doing a video on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, you'll get the video. Other than that,
yes, sir.
That's it, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks again.
Yes, sir. And shout out Blue Box Digital.
I'm going to take that clip.
Shout out Blue Box Digital. There you go.
Awesome, man. Thanks again for joining me, dude.
Of course.
We'll see you next time. Yes, and thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks.